Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
It's time to pray.
I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
It's time for all America
. Jesus is the bread of life. He satisfies our needs. He sustains us in our weakness. He gives us life. So let's make him the central focus of our prayers for our nation today. Listen to these words of Jesus from John chapter 6, beginning in verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Hard words from John chapter 6, verses 44 through 53. Our Heavenly Father, we confess that we are a needy people. Our nation has become spiritually destitute and emaciated, and we need the living bread of our Lord Jesus Christ to sustain us and draw us back to godliness and truth. We cannot hope to solve the problems our nation faces in our own strength. We cannot avert ourselves from the path of wickedness that we're on without Him. We thank you for His body, broken for us, and for His blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sin. Draw many Americans today to faith in Jesus, dear Father, by your word and by your spirit. Our trust in Jesus brings hope where the world sees hopelessness. We find strength in our weakness. We find in Him the will to press forward and the courage to proclaim the truth of your word. And so we lift in prayer our Christian churches in America. First, we pray that you would guard our pulpits from the entering in of error or sin. We pray that sound preaching will go forth, that Christians will be stirred in our hearts and equipped to impact our nation and our world for Jesus Christ, that the gospel will ripple outward into our communities. We pray that Christians will be motivated by sincere love to minister to those who are hurting and who are searching for hope, for meaningful answers to the problems that they face. Bless American missionaries and Christian ministries serving all over the world. Keep them safe and keep them strong in the face of opposition. We would love to see revival return to America, beginning within the church and fanning outward. Our government leaders need to hear the truth spoken boldly, lovingly, and often. Influence their thinking with godly counsel and a strong Christian testimony. And we pray that lawmakers, judges, local and state officials, those serving in the executive branch of every level of our government, would all find themselves confronted with your word. Where it conflicts with their personal ideals or political leanings, we pray your word will win out. Open their hearts to the gospel that many of our leaders would be saved. Change our minds, change the understanding of issues in light of your law. And mostly we pray that you will be glorified in your church and in our nation. Accomplish what you will through us. We pray in the name of Jesus with longing hearts for his return. Amen.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.